Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, God's Will to Heal. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
How can I lay hands on people and confidently expect them to be healed if it might not be His will to heal them? And I don't know which ones to pray for. Healing lines would take a long time, wouldn't it? I'd come and I'd go, Lord, yes or no? Stand there for an hour for about yes or no, Lord. But I don't want to get them out of your will. It'd be just as foolish to have people come down to the front to give their hearts to the Lord, and before you'd pray the sinner's prayer with them to go, I don't know now, Lord, I don't want to. Is it your will for them to be saved? Are they predestined to hell? Because I don't want to pray with them and get them out of your will. I mean, I want to fight against you. I mean, if you have already marked them for hell, then people believe this. Millions of people believe what you're laughing about right now.
They do.
Now, when you say it like this, they don't like you to say it like that, but they believe it.
That's right.
Well, just pray for me, and whatever is God's will, we'll find out. No. That's not okay. We don't have to live such a dark, vain, shot in the dark. Let's just give it a shot and see whatever, you know. No. We can pray with confidence. We can lay hands on people with confidence. Why? He wouldn't tell you to pray for somebody for something that it might not be His will to give them. He wouldn't tell you to lay hands on somebody for healing, and it might not be His will for them to be healed. He never would have told us that.
That's right.
Well, let's look at the laying on of hands. Mark 16:18. The NIV says, they will place their hands on sick people, and they will get well. I think we've heard this so much till we've lost our excitement about it. And I want us to get it renewed tonight. Jesus, the head of the church, said, believers will place their hands on sick people. Didn't say preachers. Didn't say pastors. Are you a believer? Anybody here, you a believer? You got hands? Hold them up. Did Jesus tell you that as a believer, you could place your hands on sick people? And what did He say would happen? They will get well. The New Century said they will touch the sick, and the sick will be healed. Glory to God. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Somebody said, well, I tried that, Brother Keith, and it didn't work. When did you decide it didn't work? When did you decide that? Well, I tried it, Brother Keith, and I mean, they got worse the next day. So? What does that mean? He didn't say the symptoms would go away in a second. He didn't say the symptoms would only improve after you did. Come on now, y'all with me or not? Tell me what He said. They shall recover. And if you believe that, you ought to believe it with every fiber of your being. Right? As long as you're standing around and able to believe. They shall recover. See, the problem is people walk by sight. Don't they? They try something, they pray a prayer, they do something, and then they back up to look to see if it's true or not. You should have already decided that it's true when you read it in the book. Huh? And it's not going to change no matter what you see or feel.
That's right.
No matter
what.
Brother Ray McCauley out in South Africa, he was having an open-air meeting to pray for the sick. And invited people. And everybody come. Anything wrong with you, come. We'll pray you'll be healed. Well, the media heard about it and wanted to try to make him look bad. And so they came out and tried to, you know, he did agree to do an interview. And it sounded like it was going to be okay, but then they had an ulterior motive. They wanted to get in the middle of it and try to turn it on him, you know. And so in one part they stuck the mic in his face. They said, "You say that God will heal anybody." He said, "That's right. God will heal anybody. The Bible says so. What about AIDS?" "Yeah, God heal AIDS." "What about this? What about that? Your medical science has no cure, and you're saying you do?" He said, "God can heal anything."
Amen.
Not time to back off now.
That's right.
They said, "Well, what if you pray and they don't get healed and they're no better? What if you pray and they don't get any better?" He said, "Well, they're no worse."
That's right. Come on. Amen.
"Well, what if you pray for them and they die?" He said, "Well, the cemetery is full of people that the doctors tried to help. Why aren't you interviewing them?" Just because the doctors have tried to help a lot of people and they died doesn't mean that it's wrong to try to help people get healed. Right? So we're saying, yeah, stay with it. Stay with it. Men and women, doctors, nurses, stay with it.
Yes.
It's right.
Stay with it.
Hmm?
Yes.
Of course, now, did you know? I'm going to tell you a little secret. None of us are going to make it out of this. The Lord tarries is coming. None of us are making it out of here alive. The Lord tarries is coming just a little bit. You're not going to live down here 300 years. Hmm? Your dog's going to die. Your parrot and your goldfish and your flowers and you. Nothing to be afraid of. I said it is absolutely nothing to be afraid of. But the devil has no right to rob from us the days that we're supposed to have down here. God has given us long life. He bought it. He paid for it. He bought our healing. He paid for it. We have a right to it. And so it is honorable to stand and hold fast to the Word of God. No matter what you see or feel or somebody else sees or feels, you hold fast to it. I don't care how broke you are and how low you're living. You need to be saying, "I'm rich. He's made me rich." And you say, "I don't care what it looks like the next 3 months, 6 months, or 6 years." You keep saying it. You keep believing it. Right? We've already decided this is true. We know it before we see anything or feel anything. It is true. Listen to these verses. Don't try to turn to these. Just listen. Well, if you're fast, you can turn. Mark 1, because there will be some others in this same area I do want you to look at. So, this is what we read about in Luke, but it's Mark's account. Jesus, moved with compassion, verse 41, put forth his hand, touched him, said to him, "I will, be thou clean." Mark 5:23, I'm going to move through these pretty quick. I just want you to hear them. Let these words get in you. They besought Jesus greatly in verse 23 of Mark 5. He said, "My little daughter lies at the point of death. I pray you come lay your hands on her that she may be healed and she shall live." Verse 27, this woman with the issue of blood came in the press behind and touched his garment. She said, "If I can just touch his clothes, I shall be whole." He turned about, verse 30, said, "Who touched my clothes?" Verse 31, "Who touched me?" Something was happening through the touch. Before we go further, go to Mark 7. This is so big. The Lord helps me. So I get to studying and get a seminar. And supposed to condense it to the one service, you know. Anyhow, the Lord helps us, doesn't he? In Mark 7, verse 32, they bring to Jesus one that was deaf and had an impediment in his speech. And they beseech him to do what? What they want him to do? They want him to put his hand on him. Why? Why? Somebody said, well, who wouldn't want Jesus, the Son of God, to put his hand on him? They didn't know he was the Son of God. They didn't see him that way. They saw him, at best, most of them, as a prophet. But why would they want him to put his hand on him? Do you remember what the Bible tells us Jesus preached? We have reason to believe he did this numerous times. He took the book of the prophet Isaiah. And he found the place where it was written. And he said, the Spirit of the Lord is on me. Because he's anointed me. He'd preach that. Then he'd say, this scripture today is fulfilled right here, right now. In your, what does that mean? I'm anointed. The Spirit of God's on me. The anointing. And he preached about it. And you know he did a good job. So powerfully. And so anointed. By the time he got through, you know what the crowd's wanting to do? They're wanting to touch him. I mean, you can read it, can't you? Masses of people wanted to touch him. Or get him to touch them. Why? The anointing. They heard. And they, you know, as times went on, there's stories everywhere of people that touched and got healed. People he touched and got healed. And just hearing that, people had come and please touch him. That's what they did. They brought this man to him. What are they saying? Would you put your hand on him? Put your hand on him, please. He took him aside from the multitude. He put his fingers into his ears and spit and touched his tongue. Well, this is touching. Fingers in the ears. Touching his tongue. Somebody said, spit. Spit. That's what it says. And looking up to heaven, he sighed and said to him, Ephatha, that is, be open. And straightway, immediately, his ears were open and the string of his tongue was loosed and he spoke plain. Well, you can't argue with that. No matter what you thought about the method, that's it. Must have been right. But touch, somebody say touch.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The Laying On of Hands, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R2002N. That's R2002N, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today. And be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.